OU wins the next six games, and they were getting ready for the game November 23rd, 1963, against Nebraska. That's a very important time of our nation's life because President Kennedy was assassinated on November 22nd.
This, again, sounds made up, but I'm not making it up. Now, in recent years, you fly with the team to the games away from home. But in those days, we flew in a small plane, the broadcast crew. Okay, in all the years, all 50 years, both schools, the only time we couldn't fly was the day that Kennedy was assassinated. The pilot called us and said, weather's too bad, I'm not going to fly today. So Mr. Morgan, who was our head of the broadcast crew, said we're going to have to drive to Lincoln. So we got in the car and drove to Lincoln. We're on the Kansas Turnpike, stopped for lunch, came out, turned on the radio, and Kennedy had been assassinated. Wow. Then there was talk that they weren't going to play the game. Mr. Morgan said, let's continue on to Lincoln, because if they do play, we got to be there. We don't know for sure. Nebraska is the only state in the Union with a unicameral legislature. They do not have a House of Representatives, just a Senate. Don't know if people know that, but that's it. They just have a Senate, which is much better, if you ask me. Do I have all these representatives? Anyway, Nebraska Senate voted to go ahead and play the game. And Bud Wilkinson knew Bobby Kennedy through Jack Kennedy, and he called Bobby Kennedy. And Bobby Kennedy told Bud he thinks Jack would want the Sooners to play the game. So our broadcast that day, the day after the assassination, we told our affiliates, we had about 30 radio stations, we told them we're not playing any commercials on the network. During every timeout, we're playing funeral music, organ music. We told the local affiliates, if you want to play your commercials, it's up to you, but we're not playing any commercials. It was very strange. You know, you'd say, timeout on the field and 10 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. It scores Oklahoma 7, Nebraska nothing. We'll be back. This is the Oklahoma Sooner Network. And then, this organ music. And the crowd didn't cheer much. Of course, the Nebraska-OU rivalry in those days was not like it is now. It wasn't as intense. It was just a weird feeling, the whole broadcast.
Were there a lot of people in the stands?
Oh, it wasn't full.
People probably didn't know how to react either.
Right, exactly. As I recall, Nebraska won the game, but it was weird. The whole thing was strange.
We could point out that all stations across the country then gave up their usual rock music and so forth, and they ended up playing orchestral, somber music.
Yeah.
Some affiliates perhaps played a commercial, you don't know, but that was their choice, right?
Right.
OU closed out the year with a win then over OSU, and that was his final game in his final year.
He wanted to run for office. He wanted to be a U.S. senator.
Yeah. He then ran for the Senate seat held by J. Howard Edmondson. Fred Harris upsets Edmondson in the primary. It was hard to believe that Bud Wilkinson, who probably owned the state, that he would ever lose. Why do you think he lost?
One thing, and this is just my opinion, Bud's demeanor in football was, we're going to try very hard, and we're going to do this, and we're playing a very tough team today, and blah, 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 blah. And as a politician, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or he had a completely different demeanor. They weren't used to Bud being forceful like this, vote for me, blah, blah, blah. They just didn't know how to take him.
His personality at that point wasn't assertive enough, you think?
Well, he was a football coach who won millions of games, and everybody was happy, but he always was very modest about it. Oh, they played very tough. We were lucky to win the game, that type of an approach. And all of a sudden, now he's saying, we need this, and we need this, and this is bad, and that's good. You know, I mean, it was a whole different. And then Fred Harris, who ran against him, Fred's a wild liberal, and Oklahoma's always been conservative in politics. Give Fred credit. He ran a great campaign. Has experience and knowledgeable about the workings of Washington, can help the state and all that. So Bud just got beat.
And it didn't hurt that LBJ carried the state over Barry Goldwater, and LBJ had pretty much scared the nation about Barry Goldwater.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point.
He probably suffered from that as well. In this website, I've interviewed Walt Helmrich from Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
And Walt Helmrich was a financial, should I say, campaign chair, and he would go with Bud on these campaign stops, and Bud would never talk about football. Walt would say, well, why don't you want to talk about football and OU? And he said, well, I just don't think that's appropriate here. And so he tried to talk about political issues, And Walt always felt he didn't connect to the audience because they came out to hear this football coach.
Right.
Give us some football stories and then lead into it.